Texas is a red state. Oh, come on. Who wrote this? What a stupid cliche of a line.
When it comes to politics, Texas is one of the reddest, most conservative Republican states in this country.
Texas is a heavily conservative red state.
It's no secret. Texas is a red state.
Hey, Ben, can you tell me something I don't already know? Okay, how about why is Texas a red state? And how did it get so red? That's the question posed by Gilda Garcia of San Antonio as part of our statewide Texas Decides series.
I remember growing up, my parents always talking about Texas being all Democratic, period. So what happened?
Thanks for the question. And basically, several things happened. Let's start with what happened to voters. Even when Texans voted for Democrats, this was a conservative state. It was still a two-party state, but the parties were conservative Democrat and moderate Democrat. Up until the 1970s, voting for Democrats is just what you did.
A lot of Southerners would be Democrats back then. And so they would inherit the Democratic Party from their parents on down, their grandparents and so on.
That's Lynn Foster. He grew up a Democrat in Oklahoma, but then he came to Texas in the late 70s, just like hundreds of thousands of others did. The state's economy was booming. Matthew Dowd says the people that came here brought even more conservative ideas with them. Dowd's worked on several political campaigns, including President George W. Bush's 2004 re-election.
The movement here of people from around the country that settled here were people that were coming here because they wanted lower taxes, or they were coming here because they didn't like regulations, or they're coming here because they had a greater degree of freedom.
Okay, so more conservatives were moving to Texas, but like Foster, many were still Democrats. Changing that took encouragement or discouragement from the parties. Dowd says that began with the parties moving away from the middle in the 1960s.
The brands of the two political parties, the way they became and the way they moved to the outer edges, the Democratic brand becoming more liberal or progressive, the Republican brand becoming more conservative.
Our former Democrat, Lynn Foster, felt his beliefs better aligned with conservative Republicans. So in 1980, he went to the polls and voted for Ronald Reagan.
There were a lot of conservatives where I worked. It was a military contractor. I got to listening to what they were saying and seeing what the Democratic Party was doing. And I decided that they were right and the Democrat Party was wrong.
And the GOP followed up that win at the ballot box with wins in back rooms. There were meetings to convince business groups that had given money to Democrats for decades to start funding Republican campaigns. And, says Matthew Dowd, meetings with conservative Democrats on the brink of losing their next election.
There was a lot of convincing that Republicans were doing for Democratic office holders saying, you better switch or you're going to get beat. And that happened. They were just basically ran the numbers for him and said, look at how the number, if you want to hold office, you better switch parties.
And switch they did. Probably the most famous one being a West Texas Democrat named Rick Perry. Okay, so Texas is now a red state, but how long will it stay that way? Polls show the state could be a toss-up in the presidential election. Dowd says that's because many Republicans don't like Trump and aren't happy with the ultra-conservative turn of the party. He says take those voters, throw in Democrats and independents itching for a viable candidate, and
that is a large group of voters that really fundamentally can only be tapped by an independent.
Who will be that independent hero to rally the state? When will they run and for what office? We may be able to start answering those questions after November 8th. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott.